You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, Gene Johnson. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Dance Moms After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Dance Moms After Show.
Now, I'm not even going to try to do Tony's intro into it.
Right.
Hey, guys. I'm your host, Stephanie McGrath, and welcome to another Dance Moms Reclap. Now, as you can notice, we are very, very short on the panel tonight. We know our beloved Tony and Francisco is not joining us tonight. However, joining me tonight on the panel is our beautiful and gorgeous...
It's very lonely over here, Stephanie. It's like I have separation anxiety, but hi, everybody. I'm Candace Camacho.
Now, guys, regardless of the size of the panel, we will do a fantastic reclap and get you through what tonight or last night was episode 15, Lights, Camera, and Dance.
And lots of action there was in this episode. It's a little bit hard to watch. There was so much drama and so much, like, fear going on, I felt, between the moms. And I honestly, mostly between the moms, I felt. And, you know, of course, Abby's horrible situation with her mother.
Exactly. So the carryover theme, again, I'd have to say, of this episode was Miss Miller. Mm-hmm. It's really unfortunate. But I think what's really unique, and I quite, the positive aspect, to see the silver lining of this all, is that we're getting another opportunity to again see Abby as a person, as yes. They even say. I mean, Abby was really emotional in this episode. You saw her crying. You saw her really breaking down.
Yeah. You saw her human side, her softer side, and it makes her more relatable. Yeah. On just a somebody who works with children, because usually you think of somebody who works with children as somebody who is soft and kind, and she never ever shows that side. She's always, you know, the hard competition type of a woman. But this was really special because we got to see her emotions. She totally broke down.
Exactly. Now, this is, you know, before we jump straight into the pyramid, this is a chance, viewers, guys, and I know there is an amazing amount of comments. We love it, from Malaysia, Jamaica, Australia, you name it. You're watching it all around the world. But let us know whether you think watching Abby on tonight's episode, getting really emotional, has that changed at all your perspective on Abby? Now, I know there is a lot of haters of Abby, and rightfully so for a lot of her actions and her bully antics. But I'd just be curious to know, guys, did this change at all? Do you have a little bit more empathy through what Abby's going through, or does it not erase anything that she's done? So, yeah, definitely comment down below. Now, guys, let's get straight onto the pyramid. And so we opened up. There was a introduction, certainly, or congratulations about the 13th win.
Yeah. Congratulations. 13 wins. And that's insane. That is incredible. And that should not go missed, but it wasn't really referenced a whole lot.
Nope. Typical Abby style, yeah. Moving straight on. And on the bottom, unfortunately, yes, it was Nia.
No, this is like, I mean, all the pyramids aren't fair, but this is like the most just not making sense pyramid. She should not have been at the bottom. She has earned her way to a different spot. And it's just another sign that there's no like rhyme or reason for this pyramid. Abby just kind of, you know, puts the girls where she wants.
Exactly. I don't think I've ever seen, though, in this Holly as angry as what... I mean, she was fuming throughout this episode for various other reasons again. But I agree. Here's Nia, the poor girl who we comment time and time again. Mm-hmm. And we do acknowledge, guys, that she is a good dancer. She's just perhaps not up at the same skill level at the moment as the other girls. She falls behind a bit. However, she gets the solo. She does, for herself, a brilliant performance. Mm-hmm. And then come next week, she's on the bottom because she was kicked off the group dance.
Yeah. Totally not making sense and unfair. I mean, everybody, that little boost could go a really long way.
Yeah.
You know, but if you keep getting beat down, I mean, it's hard to shine out there.
Exactly. And Nia, though, with her supportive mom, Holly, I love that attitude. The two of them are like, nope, we're going on. So moving on then, we had Kendall. Now, that was a very typical, was it not, Abby quote being second. You know how I feel about second.
I wrote that down too. And I was like, really? Second is not bad when you're competing at this level.
It is true, but I will say I'd rather that justification of one of the girls' positions in the pyramid, as harsh as it is because she did come second, as opposed to your mother did something wrong.
Right.
It's completely based on the girl's performance. Takes out personal and it takes out the family and mother as we talk about. Mm-hmm. And that is one issue that I bring up each week that just really annoys me, the way that Abby takes out, you know, her dislike of the parents' behavior on the girls.
Right. I couldn't agree more. And, you know, she's down there. She got second. And I just don't agree with any of this pyramid.
Yep. No. Moving on. Then we've got Kalani. Technical issues.
I went back and watched the whole performance.
Yeah.
And I don't know what she's talking about. That girl is like perfection. Those feet, the legs, the extension. I was like, what did she say? I wrote down, technical issues she can't overcome. And I was like, I don't see it at all.
Again, I mean, you just had to look at the mom's face. Kira was like, what?
Yeah.
Hold it. Those two girls just won it. Her and Chloe in their duet. And now she's getting pulled up for technical issues?
Yeah, on the bottom of the pyramid.
Abby.
If I was that mom, I would be hot.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kira's got a temper. We've seen her. That girl, she can fly. Now, Maxie, we're moving on. Look, a little bit of favoritism there. I think I've got a real soft spot for Maxie, as everyone knows. But at the same time, I mean, you do commend the young girl. She is the youngest, and she managed the music, the performance, also the routine. She did it all.
Yeah.
You know, she's juggling a lot at the moment, the young girl.
Right. She can fit a lot in that little brain.
Yeah. Or that little amazing body that she does. And then Chloe. Now, were you surprised that Chloe, who had the duet with Kalani, though get, you know, was right up there just below the top position?
Well, both her and Kalani are in the same position on the pyramid, but Kalani got bashed and Chloe kind of got, you know, some positive comments, which I was like, yes, Team Chloe.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make any sense. I mean, they won. Like, what else can you say? They won. They had great performance. Everything was flawless. Mm. So why? You can't say, if it's a duet, you can't say one thing about one girl and another thing about another girl. But she proves that time and time again, that she says and does whatever she wants. Yeah. However she's feeling that, you know, that morning. She wakes up.
I still think a duet, you are still judged individually.
Right.
But I was just really surprised because we've come to know that Abby and the Chloe relationship is, you know, it's pretty horrible. And the fact that you would have guaranteed that Kalani would have always been picked ahead and always had positive feedback from Abby. But yeah, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I'm in favor. I certainly same with you, Team Chloe. I think she's an amazing dancer. But no, I was rather surprised.
I was too. I was happy that she had a little spotlight, but then at the same time, the other girls should have had it too.
Yep, on the duet. And of course, no one's really surprised there, but Maddie,
yay!
Top of the pyramid.
Yes. So she made that lasting impression on the judges. But she always gets a little, you know, spotlight there at the end where the other girls have, like, gone into their ending position, as you pointed out in previous episodes, how they always end on the floor. And you're exactly right. And but then she always gets, you know, a couple little pirouettes or, you know, beautiful spotlight. So, well.
Just as Abby always says, proves that you don't, or for Maddie, you don't necessarily need a solo to shine. The girl will shine regardless. Now they're moving on. So the competition's the Masters of Dance Arts in Buffalo, New York. And I think the big thing, though, that did get, again, very emotional, that Abby spoke to the girls about, is her mum, Miss Miller, mm-hmm. that she really is in her final days.
Yes.
And that more than anything, that she wants this performance, this competition, to be really a tribute to her mum.
To Mrs. Miller. And kind of spotlight, you know, all of the great work that Mrs. Miller did. And Mrs. Miller still has working dancers out there in specifically cabaret and musical theater. So all of the performances are kind of geared around the tribute to Mrs. Miller, which I think is fabulous.
Did you think that the girls really took that on quite strongly?
Well, I feel like Chloe was disappointed in her solo. Mm-hmm. She has many strong points. I think musical theater is a strong point too, but her, the choreography didn't really show off her, you know, her strong points. Mm.
Do you think the girls really were able to resonate with that? This is a real, you know, we really want to do it for Miss Miller. More of a tribute sort of thing, or...
Yeah, I mean, I think their hearts were there.
Yeah.
I think they're young and it's hard for them to comprehend, like, what it would be like to lose their mother, which is a complete turning point in life. And, you know, you knowing that your life is going to be completely different, I think it's hard for them to, like, place it. But they're all great girls, and it seems like their heart was in the right place.
Yeah. No, I mean, I brought that up because I really thought, in particular, just a few Nia's comments and stuff, the girls were mm-hmm. really, they really were feeling that. They were really feeling for Miss Miller. And, you know, they did perform great, and we'll go on to that when we talk about it. Mm-hmm. But I really thought that set the scene at the start. You saw those girls are just overwhelmed in emotion a moment. They're really feeling for, mm-hmm. you know, it. Some of them have a really close, you know, particularly Maddie and Mackenzie really have known Miss Miller.
For many years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's quite emotional. But then we see Abby gives the solos to Maddie, cabaret style.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also see Chloe gets a solo, which is about the 50s, called Friday Night.
Right.
Which I thought would be something exciting, a bit different. And the group dance, Amazing Grace, which was Maddie's, she's previously performed that. It's her old solo that the girls are going to mm-hmm. then perform as a group. What was your sort of any takes on the girls getting the solo and the group, and Nia even saying, am I in the group? And, you know, Matt, Abby being like, well, I guess so.
I agree with the solo assignments. I felt like both of the solos kind of fell short for the girls' performance. Chloe didn't get as much time as she deserved. Two or three of her private lessons were canceled, as we found out later in the episode. I really loved that piece, The Amazing Grace. I really loved the emotion and what that song represents and what it says, especially since this week is about Miss Miller. Her comment with Nia, she said, Nia, I guess you're in it, I guess.
And yeah.
I feel like if sometimes people in life would just realize enough is enough, and you don't always have to have the last word. I don't think, she's just a little girl, and that comment was completely out of line.
It was, but again, now it's really interesting, and I wonder if the viewers, if you guys agree, whether these comments that Abby make like that, it just almost goes over my head now. I'm honestly so used to Abby's comments like that it's just like, okay, But I don't expect if when she's actually says something nice, that's what wakes me up now. I'm just like, yeah, that'd be typical. Abby would say that. Yeah, she would, you know, say Nia, I don't know. And it's like, okay, whatever.
I mean, I hope for the girl's sake that those comments go in one ear and out the other and over the head. I don't know. They don't really for me because I hear everything and I relate it to being a mother myself. Mm-hmm. And that would really make me mad if a woman was saying that to my kid. I don't think I could put up with it. But I hope that, I mean, I think they're strong. I think they have, you know, a really strong skin, stronger than I had when I was that age.
I think stronger than me too. I mean, these girls are incredible. Then from that though, Maxie isn't going to be in the group dance because she has a video shoot. Right. Now, this is a big topic I want to talk on tonight is the video shoot. So we go to Melissa's house where they're shooting it. And we also get the first introduction to the new team's mums, as well as, I guess, everyone's kind of feelings later on about Chloe was excluded from the video shoot.
Right. So
first up, how do you feel about we're introduced to Christy with a Y, Sarah's mum?
Right.
And she goes straight at the mums. She lets it, and Melissa, I've never seen her on so much fire. She just gives it straight back. 911, get out of my house.
Right.
What do you think about that?
She told her to pick up her shoes and get out of her house, and she's calling 911 until she gets out of her house. She was on fire. She was not having it. That Christy, Sarah's mom, totally out of line. Had no right to say anything like that. She's a guest in somebody else's home. Mm-hmm. And it's always interesting to me how some of these moms can't realize that this is about their daughters. It doesn't have anything to do with them. Mm. You know, her daughter is getting to be in this music video, an amazing opportunity. It's all about Mackenzie. The things that she said was completely out of line. And then she had to go and talk about how Sarah had beat Mackenzie at the junior level with the 8-and-unders. And that's just all irrelevant.
Yeah. Did you think, though, Chris, like the new mums are feeling, all right, we're now on camera. This is our time. We've got to make a statement. People have got to recognize us. And I'm going to throw in and hit it off with drama. Do you think that's what her intentions were?
Absolutely. I almost felt like that it was just staged, that she was like writing down in her notes, what can I say to make the biggest impact? And, you know, those cameras, like, they make you crazy.
Yeah.
They make you say crazy things. So I definitely believe that she completely made it all. It was so ridiculous. I mean,
hashtag team too much. Please take a seat.
Hashtag ridiculous.
Exactly. Yeah, take a seat. Please. I know I can't do it as Tony. I'm not taking his words, but really, Christy with a Y, take a seat. In fact, actually, as Melissa did, escort yourself out with your daughter. You're not welcome.
Right. And I was so surprised with Melissa. Like, I think just the new team coming in next week and, you know, them needing to win this week, I think it's just gotten the moms just on fire. This is a lot of fear, and I found that really uncomfortable to watch.
No, I agree. I was like, this is really awkward. And Abby, even the showing the clips that you showed of her kind of looking over on the banister.
It.
And you're just like, she was grinning ear to ear. She's just like,
she was just like,
she's like, moms, this is ridiculous. This is just ridiculous. But you love this.
But she said, like, this is just ridiculous. Like, they were eating too many cupcakes. You know, not that they were actually having this crazy affair down there with the moms.
Yep. So I think this is all Abby's kind of smirking at that. Then we return, though, back to the studio, and we see that back in the lofts, Mum, a lot of things have happened, including Chloe was supposed to have more time because she was excluded from the video shoot to then concentrate on her solo. So Abby makes it out. This is great benefit, actually, for you that you're not going to be doing it. However, as you mentioned, all of her privates were cancelled. She really hasn't had any additional time to work on her solo.
Right.
And, I mean, Christy, to be honest, is really starting to, I'm just getting this feeling that Christy's like, I've just had enough. I mean, I know we see that each week, these past couple of episodes, it's been Christy that's been getting up in Abby's face or having issues with the mums, but she's just not having enough. How are you feeling? What's Christy's actions? I mean, what's going on?
I feel like she's really getting ready to crack. I feel like she feels for her daughter. Chloe has worked so hard week after week. She has proved herself. She's a stunning dancer. She works hard. She shows up and takes her classes. It's not fair that she got pulled from one thing to do another. I mean, they don't really cancel each other out.
No, no, not at all.
And it's not fair. And it's very hard for a young girl to be excluded from the group like she is. You know, I feel like she's definitely at her breaking point. And who wouldn't be, you know? I mean, her daughter doesn't get treated very well.
Which she does bring up. But then in addition to that, then we see Nia, who, look, guys, we have talked about this regularly throughout this season, that sometimes Nia's just not as quick usually as picking up the choreography. And so Abby's really honing in on Nia, saying, you're not getting it, come on, pulling, you know, distinguishing out of the group. And then she gets Holly to actually come down and speak to her and show her and say, you know, see, look, your daughter isn't, you know, able to make the corrections. This is why. Any takes and opinions on that action?
Well, I think Holly, before she went down to the dance room, I think that she must have, you know, counted to 100. And because she said something really beautiful, she's like, I'm going to go down there, but I'm not going to, you know, go off on her or cuss at her, but I'm not a doormat and I'm not going to let her run over me or my kid.
Yeah.
And I thought those were beautiful words, and it showed a lot of, it just showed a lot of grace and elegance when you're dealing with somebody like Abby. I mean, basically anything that you say is going to be wrong. So it's kind of best to not say anything. But she came down. She did actually see that Nia wasn't really making the corrections. She said that, Nia, there is a visible difference. Make the corrections. And then, you know, she left. So I think she took it very professionally, because I don't know if it's just the way that it's shot, the camera angles, but what I have seen, she you know, she's not making the moves on the count like the other girls.
Yeah, we've seen that, and I completely agree with you. She was very professional. In due respect, all very much what we've come to, you know, known of what would Holly do. However, at the same time, I think I really enjoyed, though, her little talk to Nia afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
She, I mean, Dr. Holly, she really needs to teach all the other mums a lesson from her book, because the way that she then spoke to Nia about, it was just real encouraging.
Right.
You know, come on, do not, you're not in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're doing great, and just a real pep up talk. We will show Abby.
Right.
Keep your head held high.
Right.
I really have complete, utter respect for that, Dr. Holly. She really does a great job of managing it all.
I do too. And the thing that I've also noticed with Dr. Holly is that whereas some of the other moms will lose confidence in their kids dancing, even if Nia kind of is falling behind, she never, ever loses confidence in her kid. And I think that's a beautiful thing, because I've seen every single one of those moms lose confidence in their child, but I've not seen her lose confidence.
Guarantee they all have, haven't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. In particular, you've got Jill and you've got Chris. They've all, at times, they're like, yeah, I'm not really happy with her performance. Yeah. She's not going to. But no, Holly is the number one supporter there.
Yeah.
And then we move on to, we actually get on the bus now. Unfortunately, Abby, again, is going to be missing. So Gia is taking the ropes and taking the full troop there, because Abby's going to stay with her mum. Now, the only thing that all the mums are questioning from the very start, Abby, are you preoccupied? You know, are you really giving the girls enough time because of everything you're going on? Should you really be this busy? You've got your mum to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Abby, you know, is like, nope, I'm going to keep going. But then there's a few things that come up during the competition or before that they know is about to occur, including the Larkin Studio. So this is a renowned studio where they're great dancers. The girls mm-hmm. are fantastic. In fact, they're also a lot older. Do you know the correct ages? How much older are we talking?
15.
15 years mm-hmm. old.
And you can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was actually stunned when I was watching them because they are very good, but they are, I mean, they're completely different age. They're 15, 16.
Yeah. I mean, and that in itself is extremely intimidating, I think, for any of the girls. But I think it was, I mean, we're not talking about candy apples. We're talking about genuine, real competition. That's, you know, I think all the mums knew about it. Mm-hmm. The girls, I don't believe, or they did know, but I think the mums were more apprehensive about it. And whether that tension, that stress fueled some of the antics before the girls went on stage, I mean, I question that, where Christy just wanted to, you know, talk to the mums and say, look, I've really had it, the way that Chloe's being treated. She's being bullied.
Mm-hmm.
What was your take on, was it necessary, A, the right time, and B, is it really Christy's, you know, job to get into, she was saying, Maddie said this about Chloe.
That oh, yes. That,
all these little talking he say, she say sort of stuff of the girls' business. What's your opinion? As a mum also, as a mum.
Right. As a mum, I do feel for Christy because her child is not being treated fairly. You know, she got cut from the group, she got cut from the music video, and then she didn't get it. You know, three of her rehearsals were canceled.
Yeah.
That time, at the competition was not the time. She's so fuming. She's just been so pushed far beyond what she can handle that yeah. she's just kind of grasping. It was absolutely not the right time for her to bring up anything about her child, or, you know, how it's unfair. This is a time where you have to put yourself before everybody else and let your child shine and just give your child encouragement and, you know, positive vibes to go out there.
Mm.
Now, you also are dealing with the moms and, you know, the pyramid next week and the new team next week, and we have to win. And I mean, all great, amazing things come to an end. And the winning streak, it is going to come to an end sooner or later. It doesn't mean that they're not champions. I mean, who has 13 straight, you know, wins? And the little scuffle that she said with the girls, I don't even believe that.
Well, I mean, again, I think all the mums, as they do, but they just, they all try and get then in the girls', you know, business as well. Yeah. What's going on, the friendships. And I think a lot of their friendships are fine until the mums get involved.
Yeah.
And Holly was there. I mean, I give her credit too. Holly's like, well, how do you think Nia feels? She always feels like, you know, she's the fifth wheel.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if anybody's going to be on the bottom at the moment, it's always Nia now.
Yeah.
And Christy's like, it's not the same without the Highlands, you know. Well, was that because now Brooke's not being, you know, as the number one scapegoat? Now Chloe's getting, you know, positions have changed. You don't have Paige and Brooke there to take some of the heat away.
Yeah, and then she said, well, this really isn't the winning team because we don't have Paige and Brooke. And those were that was part of the original team.
Mm.
And, you know, Chloe's a part of the original team. So that was, that's just like stirring the pot, you know, stick a knife in the stomach and like turn it around. Like, it's just, you know, ganging up on people. And but that's, you know, kind of what the show is about.
Yeah, I just kind of thought that, even though she said, yeah, without, we're not the winning team, but is it also because I like those other two because it takes some of the heat off me? You know, there was Kelly and everything there who could be Christy's now the one who's up in the face with Abby and right. cops it all the time. Maybe she's sick of being in that position.
Yeah,
she's got nowhere else to go.
No. Well, Christy needs to take a seat.
I think we all can agree certainly on that. Now, then we start to the performance. So we have a solo by Maddie. And what do you think by the musical theater style?
I mean, that kid can pull off any style. She can do, you know, acro, lyrical, musical theater.
Tap.
Yeah.
We saw that brewing tap.
Right. Put her in a paper bag and she could pull it off. So she did great. I just, musical theater for me, I don't, from my experience, I don't think competes as well as like the other styles of dance, like, you know, jazz or lyrical or something a little bit more modern, contemporary, like with some flexed feet. So I just don't think in musical theater you can really put in all of that, the as much emotion and tricks, although she did a great job, especially towards the end with her faces and emotions. So, I mean, she did a great job.
Is there something, do you feel there's something about that style of dancing that limits it? What sort of... What in particular?
I think because that style of dancing is so cutesy, and I feel like because it's cutesy, you keep everything in instead of elongating everything out. And when I watch dance, I love to watch the lines and the extension and, you know, the pointed toes and the extended fingers. So I like to watch dance that's more elongated rather than inside and cutesy.
So certainly. And she was. She was inside, but I thought, as you said too, that, I mean, the girl can dance any form of style. Mm-hmm. And she rocked it. She did great. She cute little outfit, maybe a bit too bare for my liking for her age, but that is very cabaret. So I thought it was, thought it was a cute little outfit. And then Chloe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Chloe was doing, I've never seen her, maybe it was just the timing of the filming, but... Boy, she looked really nervous. Did you see she was just trying to loosen up, relax, but I haven't seen her as nervous usually before a performance.
You know what? I think her mother is behind that. And I think her mother, because she talks about something later in the episode that if Chloe doesn't win, then she's on the chopping block, you know, to get cut from the team.
Yeah.
You know, so now everybody's worried about getting cut from the team. And I haven't really thought this before, but she looked really, really thin.
Yeah?
Yeah, I felt
she does, actually. No, I'll give you that. She, over the past couple of episodes, she's, whether doing extra training and stuff like that, she's very fit. She's certainly in a great physical condition. But, yeah, no, I know what you mean. She does look quite thin.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought, though, what did you think, though, the whole 50s dance?
I just feel like this poor, amazing kid is just at a disadvantage, whether from her mother to the way she's treated by Abby. She got the solo, which is a great opportunity, but it's kind of a bummer. She couldn't do the video. And that type of choreography, like I just said with Maddie, you just can't really show off like you should be at that type of competition.
Mm.
You know, when you get to your 13th, 12th, 13th, 14th win, you have to turn up the burner. And I just don't agree with, I feel like the dances and the music and the choreography were just kind of thrown together a little bit.
Yep. Did you not feel that the choreography was just, there was no way, even if she, which she did, dance it to her best ability, it was never going to compete against Maddie's. It just wasn't in line. She didn't have the dance to actually compete against Maddie's dance.
No, and there was several instances where the choreography was actually just really slow, where she was just swaying side to side. And, you know, she can do tricks and extensions and legs.
And it could exactly. Yeah. There could have been so much more added to that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was almost like maybe Abby wants to say she was preoccupied and that's why she didn't give it as much, you know, effort or input into really designing a fantastic choreography. But to be honest, I think that wouldn't surprise me, Abby doing that. Oh, whatever, Chloe.
I know. And
you're going to be given this. And, you know, if you don't even get close to Maddie, well, that's because you're not a good dancer. No, that's because you've given her a dance that nobody's going to be able to beat Maddie with. That's fair.
Yeah, it's not fair. And I think that if you can't handle your job, then you need to take the responsibility to delegate.
Yes, I agree. Now, Gia did, and I've always been a team Gia. I think she's a great assistant coach. I think she does great with the girls, really positive. But yeah, maybe she should have had more input into assisting with the choreography.
Right.
Just, you know, Abby's got a lot going on.
Yeah, she doesn't
necessarily. She does. Her mind isn't always, even though she says it is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, in particular in this episode, her mind was there with the girls.
Yeah,
you know, and rightfully so. It's with her mum. I mean, her mum's dying. Hello.
Right. You know, I hope that with whatever happens with this new team and the old team, however they merge together, I really hope that Chloe gets to shine.
Yeah.
With whatever's going to happen with the new team.
I think we all certainly do. And guys, let us know. Make sure you download our iTunes. We love to try and stick up there in the top 10. And, you know, we'd also love your comments on what you think about the predictions as well when we get on to that about Chloe. What's Chloe's futures, guys? I know you've got a lot of opinions and certainly there's a lot of fans of Chloe. Then lastly, we come onto the group. Now, before we see ALDC, we get to see the Larkin Studio. What was your take on the feathered white birds? How did you think those girls performed?
The adults, should I say? Yes, the adults performed stunning. I thought they were gorgeous. I loved how the performance built.
Yep.
And they started out with a few and then they built on that, and then all of a sudden there was many adults dancing together. Those outfits were funny though.
Okay. I've got to comment that. It doesn't do anybody's assistance. They look like they're all wearing diapers.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson stuff. Like, what's going on there?
Right. Like some briefs from Target that they got a glue gun and pasted feathers on. So I didn't get that at all.
Look, but overall, no, they're brilliant dancers.
Yes.
They really did.
They did. They were good. They were really good. But as I was watching, I didn't know how old they were, but I was like, how old are these girls? And I was looking at their bodies,
yeah,
and they're women.
I'm like, that ain't a 12-year-old, 10-year-old body.
No.
No way. Not with that booty.
No.
Hell no.
Those were, toned thighs and
exactly
legs.
Those girls had certainly hit through puberty and, they danced at their ability as adults. It was, they have so much skill and experience, and you could clearly see that. So were you nervous at all then when the ALDC had to step up?
I was, because they were very good and they were very on it. But they had a more, when they danced, they had more of an advantage because they have been in it longer.
Yeah.
I mean, they have at least 4 more years experience than the ALDC girls. Mm-hmm. And that's not fair. They're like coming into their womanhood with their emotions, and they're channeling different things and ideas that these girls, they don't even know about.
Which we hope they don't know about. We talked about it in a couple of episodes. No.
Right.
Exactly. But I thought the group dance, I thought they danced fantastic. I didn't see, they all seem to be in very much unison. It's weird how you can just take out one, even though she's so small and petite, but you take out Mackenzie. It's just something, for me, there was just something seemed off within the group just because there wasn't that little Mackenzie in it.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I can think of. I don't know. How do you feel about their performance?
I felt like they nailed it. I felt like it was totally beautiful on. I noticed some really beautiful facial expressions with Kalani. Mm-hmm. I think they all came together. But when the little one is out there, she definitely adds to the group because it's like, wow, she's so young and little, and she's doing what, these 11, 12-year-olds are doing. So it just adds another cool facet to their performance. But I don't think it's fair at all for them to have having to compete against the Larkin Studio. That should be a completely different age category, maybe 12 and under, and then teenage and over.
But I must say though, time and time again, all the viewers, everyone comments, give these girls some real competition.
Right?
Well, they did. And if anybody wants to say, well, that's not fair, they're too old. Well, that's honestly the competition that they need, because they're at that superior level.
They are.
Girls their own age, we've seen it. They blow them away.
Right.
They have to compete up like that. And they did a great, gave them a great performance, because moving on to results. Dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
We see Chloe, who comes fifth. And as we talked about, look, I thought the girl I mean, she is. She's a brilliant dancer. She was given a really average choreography.
She was.
Fifth place, that's as kind of, I think, as good as you can do with the dance you were given. Not mm-hmm. as a dancer, but the actual performance. And then Maddie takes first.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions? Did you like? No.
No.
Agree on that?
No questions. Vetoes.
She no cabaret that girl, sassayed it. She had a lot of sass in it.
She did have a lot of sass. Love that.
Mm-hmm. And then the group. Now, guys, this was the big shocker.
Mm-hmm.
The group didn't win.
They didn't win. Their winning streak came to an end.
Yes, unfortunately so. Sad. But I think you and I would both agree, we don't question that. We saw the older girls and we believe they...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they won. They would have taken first, I thought.
Yeah. Yeah. They were first, you know, stature. But it was just kind of heartbreaking because we know how hard the girls work. But then we also know they have a big week next week with the pyramid and the moms and the new team. And they're going in meeting the new team with having lost and... their winning streak is coming to an end, so I was feeling for them.
Exactly, and I think we all felt even more when we went backstage. The mums, you know, they all say, come on, girls, don't put your head down. You know, it was a great performance. Were you shocked, though, with Abby, once they called Abby, and all the girls were nervous and they're dreading, and they're like, here we go, we have to tell Abby we didn't win.
Mm-hmm.
Her response back?
I was like, you know... make me pass out and hit the floor because she was like, hi, girls. You know, this week wasn't about winning, wasn't about competing. It was about, you know, the tribute to Mrs. Miller and you guys did that. And I was just, you mean, it makes me like her. I can't, I know. That's horrible.
Guys, you heard that quote Candace said. Yes. She, yeah.
But,
making her like her.
But I like that. Authenticity and that genuineness. Yep. And I put herself in my shoes if that was happening to me, you know. And she can't be like that all the time and have the competition team that she has. But I was very surprised that she said that. What's your take?
I was surprised, but surprised in a good way. I was like, thankfully, Abby, just, you know, I know you're going to be back to your usual self next episode, there's no doubt. But yeah, let the girls... you know, really say what you said at the start. Pay tribute to your mom, and regardless of what they placed, it had nothing about what they placed.
Mm-hmm.
It's about how they felt the emotion and were really, you know, praying for her mom.
Right.
That was the most important thing.
Maybe Abby knew that she didn't really put her all into the routines and the rehearsals, so maybe that's why she was giving them a little bit of slack.
Possibly. Guys, let us know what you think. Was Abby not necessarily gave her best performance for the girls? So she was like, oh, I'm kind of to blame for that.
Yeah, let us know.
Now we're on to predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Now, Candace, what do you think is going to happen in the... is it us? I think it's our last episode for the mid-season.
Is it? Next week is mid-season.
And then... guys, correct me if I'm wrong. I think there's a couple of then, like, reunion more type show with just the girls. But, yeah, what do you think? What's going to happen?
I think that she's going to bring that board back with all of those headshots, and the girls are going to throw daggers at it and burn it. And no, just kidding. I think that, you know, the team's going to break up. And a couple of them are going to go with the new team. I feel like Matt is going to go with the new team. And I hope that Chloe gets a really great sweet spot somewhere. And I guess I don't really see how Abby's going to have time to, you know, rehearse these two teams.
Yeah.
And I don't... what's your opinion? Like, why would she want this new team when she has a competition team that wins?
As we talked about last week, you'd kind of say, well, Abby's like, more wins. Well, no, because you're going to get one of your team's going to win and the other one's going to come second. So if you want just more general high placings, yeah, you're going to get that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Abby just, she's gotten to a point, she's worked with these girls for so long that she's like, none of her previous tactics really are doing the same trick. in terms of motivation, them making them step up. She loves seeing them a bit scared, always on their toes, never thinking that their place is permanent.
Mm-hmm.
So she's finally put her foot down and said, nope, I'm actually going to stick true to my word. Forget about it. I've got another team.
Right.
You are replaceable. Boom.
But I feel like the girls think that they're not comfortable. Mm. You know, it's not like they show up late and chew gum and, you know, slack in the rehearsals.
No, but I think Abby's searching for something different.
Yeah.
And then sometimes can't get that when you're watching the same dancers. And it's not the girl's fault.
Mm-hmm.
But she wants something different, and I think in some way, there could be a silver lining to all this. As you said, I think Chloe may have an opportunity now to shine. I think this actually may do some good things for the girls individually.
Yeah.
Place them, change it up around, see how things go.
Yeah. Maybe Chloe will be, you know, the lead in one group and Kalani will be the lead in the other group, or... You know, maybe...
Tough competition with Maddie, do you reckon?
Yeah, no. You're right. She's going to have the lead in one.
She's going to have for sure.
Yeah.
But I think Kira, Kalani's mom, she is a feisty lady. We saw that, didn't we?
We did. She's like... But she like holds it and then she kind of blows up.
Oh, we've got a bit of Real Housewives, guys, coming our way, I think, on Dance Moms in the next episode. Now, guys, make sure, as we said, download on us iTunes. Do comment below, as I know you love to, on YouTube. Now, Candace, where can we find you?
You guys can find me on Twitter at Candace_Camacho and also on Facebook at Candace Camacho.
And guys, you can find me on Twitter at Host McGrath, and you can also find me on YouTube at Stephanie McGrath Host. Now, don't worry, everyone. Our panel should be back to all four of us. Wonderful Tony and Francisco will be back next week, but I hope you've enjoyed this great another Dance Moms Reclap. And we look forward to you guys all tuning in next week. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.